Let's talk a little bit about anti-HER2 therapy in the heart, primarily trastuzumab. Maybe we can kind of take the same track and start talking a little bit about what we know about the mechanisms involved.
Trastuzumab appears to work by blocking cell reparative pathways. When it blocks the HER2 receptor, it appears to turn off a mechanism that is designed to prevent programmed cell death. So it appears that Herceptin is not a primary cardiotoxin, as is an anthracycline, but it appears that what it does is, if the cell is already in the process of damage, of distress, it will accelerate cell death or prevent recovery of normal cellular function because it blocks reparative pathways. And I think this is a model for cardiology-oncology interaction. I think it's the B31 trial that was sponsored by the NCI was very thoughtfully constructed to assess potential cardiac toxicity. And in that trial, interestingly enough, contradistinction to what happens with anthracyclines, with careful monitoring of the ejection fraction, when the ejection fraction fell according to pre-specified parameters, Herceptin was stopped and cardiac monitoring continued. And in the vast majority of patients, left ventricular function returned to normal, which supports this hypothesis of cellular repair. Then there are biopsy data that Michael Ewer has presented from MD Anderson showing on light microscopy, when you take a woman who's received an anthracycline and then Herceptin and has depressed ejection fraction, that there are no obvious light microscopic changes. More recent data with electron microscopic changes do show some vacuolization, do show abnormalities on electron microscopy with Herceptin, but those have been characterized as what's typically seen with reversible cardiomyopathy. I think that those are a few biopsies and the data are early, but right now, researchers have not been able to discover a structural permanent lesion to the cell that has been dysfunctional as a consequence of Herceptin. So the hope is that function will improve with withdrawal of Herceptin.